Good afternoon, I'm Maeve Ryan with the latest news, sport and weather. High levels of stress, exhaustion and administrative burdens have been highlighted in a national survey on well-being in Luxembourg schools. The report, conducted in June 2021 by the National Observatory of Childhood, Youth and Educational Quality, also shows that many pupils find school pleasant. Over 25,000 students and more than 3,000 teachers participated in the survey, which took place during the COVID-19 pandemic. A person was killed late last night after being hit by a train in Ullingen. The tragedy occurred after the individual fell onto the train tracks near Rue de Flaxweiler shortly before midnight. Emergency services were deployed to the scene to provide assistance, and the prosecutor's office has ordered an investigation. Foreign Affairs Minister Xavier Bettel visited Israel and Palestine this week to discuss the fragile ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. Following the visit, which took place from the 9th to the 11th of March, he told RTL that continued hostilities and aid blockages could deepen the humanitarian crisis in Gaza, with the situation remaining tense due to the differing short-term interests of the two parties. In world news, the European Commission said today it would impose countermeasures from April 1st in response to US tariffs of 25% on steel and aluminium imports. Commission Chief Ursula von der Leyen said in a statement that the measures were deeply regretted, but were in response to the unjustified trade restrictions. She estimated that the US tariffs were worth $28 billion and that the European Union's response would affect the same amount of US products. And a Russian captain has been arrested on suspicion of manslaughter after a cargo ship collided with a US-flagged tanker in the North Sea. The collision sparked a massive fire on Monday, leaving one crew member missing, presumed dead. For more on these stories and for the latest news, check out rtl.lu. Starting with rugby news, Ireland prop Andrew Porter has defended himself against accusations of foul play after Antoine Dupois suffered a season-ending knee injury during France's Six Nations win in Dublin. French captain Dupois, widely regarded as the world's best player, ruptured an anterior cruciate ligament on Saturday, which put Fabien Galthié's men firmly on course for the title. The French were furious with the incident, with Galthié branding it reprehensible. And in boxing, Chris Eubank Jr. has been fined £100,000 after hitting fellow British boxer Conor Benn in the face with an egg during a heated exchange in the build-up to next month's grudge match. The World Boxing Council cleared Benn in 2023 of a doping offence after it ruled a highly elevated consumption of eggs constituted a reasonable explanation for his positive finding. For more sports stories, head to rtl.lu. It's a very cloudy day today, with some sunshine in the late afternoon expected. Also be ready for a few periods of mild rain throughout the afternoon, with temperatures in the range of 7 to 9 degrees Celsius.